Police, plow drivers, and power line crews are out in force today and are likely to be working through the night. At a V-Trans garage in Randolph, foreman Gerald Kinney said his crews are working round the clock just to keep up.
It's coming too fast, and if we tried to leave it, it would be way too much for us to push when we come in the morning. So they'll be in here for probably 27 hours straight, I would bet.
Despite the crew's best efforts, there have been numerous interstate accidents, including at least three crashed tractor trailers. The late-season storm comes at the end of a long, cold winter for Vermont's plow drivers and others. Some low-income Vermonters have been forced to cut into their food budgets in order to pay for heat. Hal Cohen is executive director of the Central Vermont Community Action Council. He says heating assistance requests have gone up this year, but more often, Vermonters forego food to cover heating costs.
They then don't have enough food to eat. And one of the things that we've seen this year that's different than last year is we've seen just about 100% increase in the number of people coming for emergency food assistance.
Cohen says the council saw an uptick in crisis heating requests today, and he expects more for the rest of the week. Hundreds of Vermonters lost power during the day as heavy, wet snow fell on trees and power lines. Green Mountain Power officials said they have extra crews on standby to work on outages throughout the storm. The heaviest snow this evening is expected to drop 1 to 2 inches per hour on some parts of the state. Many schools have already announced closures for Thursday. Champlain College canceled all evening classes starting after 5 o'clock today, and more than 24 schools across the state have already announced Thursday closures. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.